Good evening. This is Baby Mama
Love
Talk.
Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, listeners. This is Baby Mama Talk, live with Nikki Outlaw and my co-hosts, Lady Q and KD.
Hey.
This is, as I said, Baby Mama Talk. And if you're tuning in for the first time, we welcome you. This is a wonderful program where we talk, women talking for women about real issues that are affecting not just women, but men and everyone. Tonight's topics are breastfeeding, social media, and of course, our wonderful, amazing president and his latest view on gay marriage. Our first topic we're going to start off with is breastfeeding. And for those of you who have never breastfed, or men, it's a wonderful and glorious natural process that the Lord, you know, gave us. I personally breastfed my daughter and loved it. Again, like one of my co-hosts, Lady Key, was telling me earlier, until they got the teeth, but I still did it until she was almost 2.5, 3 years old. You know, but it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Again, we're bringing it to everyone's attention because it was the cover of a very prominent magazine, Time Magazine, with the woman, you know, standing there with the, I think he's about 5 years old, right, ladies?
He's yeah. Three.
About somewhere around there. Either way,
almost,
he's staying.
Almost four.
And she's breastfeeding her adopted black stepson as well.
Yes.
I want to say that. That was a whole nother kind of
thing. Wow. See, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. and as we were saying earlier, you know, it's not a bad thing to breastfeed. It's a wonderful natural thing. Actually, you know, one of the things about, you know, having the ability to breastfeed is that most children who are breastfed are, you know, they're healthier than those who are on formula. You know, my daughter, she's 5, getting ready to turn 6 in a couple of months, and I can tell you that within, you know, once she started school last year in pre-K and now kindergarten, she's maybe only missed, I think she missed one day this year, and I think last year she missed one. And she gets over a cold very quickly. It's like, go to sleep, wake up the next morning, you know, 100%. I love it. But then, I have nieces and nephews who were on formula. And I have, you know, one nephew who, you know, I hate to say it, was really sickly for a long time, and he finally grew out of it. You know, I'm not knocking baby formula. I'm not at all. You know, we got to do it sometimes, because sometimes, you know, the breast and the milk don't want to do what it's naturally supposed to do. Well, both of my sisters had that issue. They couldn't lactate, and then of course the babies wouldn't latch on. So you know there are those issues where we do have to, you know, go to the formula. KD, any comments?
I'm not a mom, but I totally agree with breastfeeding, and I just think once the child know how to say "mommy, I'm hungry," it's time to cut it out.
That's exactly what I said. If they can sell milk or pick which breast they would like to dime from, it's time to not be breastfeeding any longer.
Exactly. I agree. You know, and even with me, even though I said, you know, earlier that my daughter was almost 3 when I was breastfeeding, let me clarify for those individuals who, like Katie, you know, aren't a mom yet or have never been around individuals who have breastfed. When those moms, for those of us who choose to breastfeed after a certain age group, you know, after they're one, after they can, even when they can talk, usually, you know, we're still pumping, but we're not having the child, you know, latched on to whichever breast they choose. They, you know, we're lactating and we're freezing it in the freezer. And then when the child is ready to drink some milk, just like if you pour it out of the jug, you're pulling that out of the freezer, defrosting it, and pouring it in a cup or the bottle, depending on what stage they are. Just like you would do normally if, you know, for those of us who are working moms, you know, who have to go out there, that's, you know, we lactate, you know, in the bathroom. I remember plenty of times when I went back to work, run into the bathroom, or if, and I was a trainer with, you know, my other company. So I was having to stop training and go to the bathroom or up to the room, you know, pump, put it in the, you know, the refrigerator that I had in the room, and then go back down. You know, but that's what, you know, most, you know, I'm not going to say normal, but most instances when a child is 2, 3, 4, is that's usually what happens. The picture, of course, depicts that the woman is still literally having the child attached to her breast.
Yeah.
Now that at 4, I do have a little issue with.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much. Too much.
Exactly.
My concern is at that stage at 4. When and it's probably around 3 and 4, between that year, my daughter's 3 and a half, and at that point they start to kind of become individuals and develop their own identity. A lot of independence is going on, and so I wonder, you know, is the breastfeeding at that point when you're latching the child on, is it for the mother or is it for the child? And are both of you using each other as a pacifier? You know, the mother, I know for me personally, I missed breastfeeding, and I wished my daughter, you know, would learn how to not bite on me, because I really wanted to continue that process. It was a very fulfilling, rewarding to be able to, you know, feed your child from your body. But I wonder, you know, at what point are you as a mom and is doing that for her when your kid's 4 and, you know, wearing tennis shoes? Are you pacifying yourself, and is the kid using you as a binky? You know, it's just a very, it's a fine line, because you kind of wonder when does it become a little bit inappropriate, because you do start to teach your kids around that age too about bodies and about everybody's privacy and, you know, private areas.
Who touches who and what, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, you're it's just a very sticky situation.
I agree. I totally agree. And I, you know what, Lady Q, I agree, because you know what, when I did finally, and, you know, for those individuals who are just joining us, you've joined Baby Mama Talk, and our first topic tonight, we're talking about breastfeeding from the Time Magazine cover story that has been, of course, all over the social media, TV, radio, and that's our topic, our first topic tonight. But I agree with you, you know, I had the same problem. I don't really think that it was my daughter who had an issue at the beginning of not breastfeeding anymore, but it was me. Because you do, that is a special, I mean, that's like a double, triple special connection you have with your child. Because, I mean, we have an automatic connection from the time they're in our womb to the time we give birth to the time we hold them and we first smell. I mean, you know, you, for all those mothers out there, you know what I'm talking about. It's like every little thing, you automatically, hopefully, have a connection with your child. But if you breastfeed, there's an act, there's just this added little special connection, that it's like that invisible line, that invisible, you know, thread from you to child that can never be broken. It's like an extra Superman bond that only Kryptonite can sever. And I think I'm like you. I think I was more wanting to still feel her lying beside me, wanting her to still feel her when we were in the chair or whatever it was, more so than her. She's like, you know, like you said, this independent person who is forming her own opinions, forming her own thinking, forming her own way in what she, you know, that's, I mean, that's what our real role is. Our real role is to mold them to be whoever they're supposed to be. And every now and then, though, we look at them and we're like, I want you to go back. Can you go back? Can you just like, reverse the time just a little bit? So, you know, but I mean, again, though, you know, it is a hot topic. And I think the real issue is the fact of when is a good time, when's a good age to cut off the mommy connection with the child. You know, we've said when they start teething. We've said when they can point and say, I want the right breast versus the left breast. And, you know, we've said when you can say, I want to eat, I'm ready to drink, and you out in public and you're like, okay, well, go over there and get that bottle of water over here. You're not drinking, you know. So it's a real touchy, you know, thing. I mean, because, you know, there are some countries that do go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some countries out here that aren't. They don't stop when a child's 1 or 6 months. They don't, regardless of whether they have teeth or not. That's their you know, culture. That's their upbringing. You know. So, ladies, chime in at any time if you want to say something else.
I also think the other thing that kind of disturbed me about the article, the picture of the cover was the title saying, are you mom enough? And
oh, God.
A personal issue with that, because as a stay-at-home mom, I'm very, very much aware of the cultural difference about, you know, working moms versus stay-at-home moms. And unfortunately, it's this thing where, the, you know, they judge one another. I'm very cautious about that. I don't want to judge working moms at all because, you know, I work too. I may be at home, but believe you me, I am working all day. But it made you feel when you see the article and you see this mom breastfeeding her 3-year-old and then they say, are you mom enough? It's like, are you saying that I'm not mom enough because I didn't breastfeed that long, or a mother who didn't choose to breastfeed, is she not mom enough? You know, and I think as a culture of women, we're already pitted against one another, and that particular line just disturbed me. I know it was provocative and I know what they were doing with it, but it wasn't, I don't think that was very fair.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with you, Lady Q, because, you know, it touched me too, because I got a little heated myself, because I'm going, you know, mothers all over, we have different scenarios. We have different things going on in our lives. Some of us are, you know, like you, stay at home. Some of us are working moms. Some of us are working moms and single. Some of us are working moms with partners. Some of us are aunts, uncles, grandmas who are still raising kids. And it doesn't matter if you breastfed or feed or not, you know, I'm still a mom. I'm still taking care of mine, still waking up, still getting the kids off, still doing whatever we need to do to make sure that they're taken care of. You know, so I agree. It's a little...
touchy.
A little touchy there. Yeah. At any time, any of our listeners that would like to, you know, talk or ask us a question, please push 1 and we'll put you on the air.
So what ladies think about, did you see our wonderful president on The View this morning?
Yes, I did.
I did too.
I was not able to, so I had to, you know, read an extra. I had to get an excerpt from the page, you know, the lovely, wonderful World Wide Web. Gotta love it, because even if you don't watch it, all you got to do is Google something and it pops up. But since you ladies firsthand watched it, Katie, why don't you start and tell us a little bit about what was going on?
He talked about the gay marriage, same topic we're supposed to be talking about tonight. He talked about that and talked about how his daughter really influenced his decision that he made, really influenced his decision. He talked about how a lot of TV shows influenced his decision and how it really
doesn't matter if he lose votes or gain votes. This was just a personal decision that needed to be made.
And he also talked a lot about how he's got, you know, a lot of friends who are on the opposing side. You know, he said there was a, I think he said a pastor or a preacher who said, you know, Barack, I love you, but I just don't, or we can't agree on this particular topic. And he said, you know, he has a lot of respect for that. And I think people out in the world can gain a lot from what he said. You know, we can have opposing views without being hateful to one another and still be very just respectful of another person's view. And he said he had a lot of friends who just, you know, don't agree with the stance that he took. And, you know, that he's okay with that. He doesn't want everybody to agree with him. He just, you know, wants to have an open discussion about it, an open conversation about it, and make it where the states have the choice about whether or not, you know, to legalize or acknowledge these legal marriages, because there's a difference between the marriages and the civil unions, which a lot of states have said, you know, that can go on, and that's more like a legal issue. And it was a very, very good discussion about it. I was very proud of his stance on it, and I was glad that he was okay with coming out and saying it, whether he was going to lose votes or not, because there's a lot of the black community that I'm sure were outraged and might not vote.
It's a lot of African American churches are very disappointed in his decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking, you know, I had a discussion with another friend on Facebook about this exact topic, and, you know, he was saying, you know, it was wrong and whatnot, and I said, you know, no matter what your opinion is of gay and whether gay is right or wrong, it's all about human rights, and especially if you're a person of color, but if you're any sort of group that had at one point in our history been oppressed, you should know what this feels like. Nobody should be oppressed. Nobody should have another group telling us how we can live. At one point or another, we were not allowed to drink from water fountains that were designated for Caucasians because they thought we would transfer diseases. Mm-hmm. You know, and that wasn't right. And so it was a civil rights movement. This is the same thing. It's a civil rights issue. Whether you believe about gay or not, this is about civil rights. And we live in America, and people need to have the right to live their lives in the way they choose as long as they're not harming anyone.
I agree. I grew up with, you know, I have family members who, we have some feedback. But I have some family members who are gay or lesbian. I grew up with them. And I didn't know anything different. You know, they were my family or my cousin. So, you know, and some of them have gotten married. You know, but you know, who am I to choose? You know, who am I to decide that that's not right for them? Yeah, that's how I see it. I mean, it's not for me. But you know. I don't know why we have a little feedback. Anyway, well, I wish I had actually was able to see it live.
It was. He talked a lot about Michelle. He said that, you know, she gives him a hard time, and I thought that was really great. He talked about, you know, when you're president, you have a lot of people that laugh at every joke, you know, a lot of yes people around you that, you know, want to do everything for you. And, you know, Michelle is like, you know, making fun of him, talking about his ears and, you know, just ribbing him, you know, he said how it keeps him grounded because, you know, I'm pretty sure being president, I wouldn't imagine that kind of job, but I'm sure you could kind of let your ego get away with you. And you've got all these people around you telling you how wonderful you are. And he said that, you know, she keeps him very well grounded. She ribs him all the time and mercilessly is what he said. But I thought that was great.
Good. Hello. Katie?
Yes.
Okay. What were some other things that you saw him or you heard him say on the view today?
Personal things of how he loves the ladies. That is one of the things that I heard him talk about.
He has some things about him, too.
Really? I can't hear that.
You can't hear? Okay, maybe I heard that. I can hear the feedback. That's okay. All right, we're going to play a song. It's called Jasmine Mix by Jasmine. Bye, my love. Just tuning in to us. This is Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw, with co-host Lady Q and KD. We've been talking about the hot topics on the TV, radio, and social media. Time magazine cover with breastfeeding and President Obama and his view on gay marriage. We're just talking at any point. If anybody who callers, if you would like to make a comment or anything, press 1. And we are back with my co-host, KD and Lady Q. Before we went to the song, we were talking about gay marriages, and the president was on The View today and his viewpoint of how it's, you know, should be accepted and everybody should be equal. And he's gotten a lot of different feedback from various individuals. We were talking about that before we went to a song, especially from the black churches and the pastors there. And ladies, I read earlier today that Jay-Z has spoken publicly in agreement with the president.
Yes.
Did y'all?
Also.
Yeah. Yeah, I read that. Okay, say that again, Katie.
Yes, I read that also, that he supports the president 100%. You know, this is America. We should all be able to have equal rights and do what we want to do as long as we're not hurting each other, like Lady Q said, you know?
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. It's sad that, you know, it's 2012 and we're still, there seems to be always something, you know, that we're constantly fighting for instead of us just saying, you know what, we're done, it's over, we're all equal, everybody has the same rights. But that's not the case. You know, we're still fighting for, we could, you know, keep on and list various things that individuals are going through across the U.S. or overseas or anywhere, and they're still fighting, you know. It's just a roller coaster, so to speak. Lady Q?
I think it's really sad. I live in South Carolina, and I live right over the border of North Carolina, and they just voted against Amendment 1, which was to allow gay marriages in the state. And it really was sad to me. I thought, you know, we're going back in time where, once again, we're trying to take away, you know, rights for people. And it's a situation where, you know, couples have been together for 30, 40 years, and one person might get sick and go to the hospital. The other person has no rights and cannot, you know, see them because they're not technically family and all, you know, it comes down to situations like that. Insurance issues, you can't get insurance together, division of property if you were to ever separate, or if one of them dies, you have to, you know, go through all of this stuff, and it's just unfair because, you know, like you said, Nikki, this is America, and we all should, you know, be able to do what we feel, and love is one of those feelings that nobody should be able to tell you that it's wrong because you choose to love someone.
Right, exactly. You're absolutely right. Unfortunately, though, we don't live in that time yet. Everybody feels like they need to dictate who we love, how we dress, how the child should be raised in whatever household, and you know, everything else. Unfortunately, you know, it's probably, we would probably be dead and gone, you know, when something actually is like complete and total equality across the board. I would love that for that not to happen and that we actually, you know, see it, but, you know, we have to, you know, look at history.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, so don't see it happening, you know, miraculously in our time. So.
I've got hope. We have a black president. Woohoo!
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right. There's always hope. I mean, we did live to see that. I mean, I remember when he was, you know, voted in, and my mom was like, "Oh my God!" She's like, "I can't believe it. I actually lived to see a black president." She thought, "I thought I'd be dead and buried." And I said, "Well, luckily you were not dead and buried." So you're right. Miracles happen, and we are not fortune tellers, nor do we see the future. So, it could happen in our time frame. You know, we could be 60, 70 years old, maybe, you know, earlier, You know, I love for it to happen, you know, within the next, you know, 10 years of my life. That'd be kind of great, you know. But who knows? Never know, you know. So our next topic that we were going to talk about tonight was social media, the hot ticket item that has infested our workplace.
It's infested our lives.
Our lives, period. It's just, you know, taken over everything from the car to your bedroom to your work. You're just, it's everywhere. You cannot, you know, I don't know about you, ladies, but you take your phone to the bathroom when you're, like, out?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't even leave it, you know. It's like, you can be at work. You have a desk, and you could leave the phone right there. But do we? No. What do we do?
No.
It goes with us.
It goes with us. When I get up in the morning, it's like I wake up, I stretch, I go to the bathroom, my phone is right in my hand.
Yep. That's the first thing
what
I
grab. And
then you grab Katie. But isn't it sad? It's sad,
yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, hey, and what about right before you go to bed? What's the last thing you see? Look, it used to be the TV, right? It used to be one of those programs, the last thing you watch. You know, now it's the laptop in bed, on the lap, and the phone beside you, and you're like, if you're anything like me, you have them, and then you're, you know, the TV or the music or whatever is going on, but you're really not paying attention, and you're doing whatever. And then all of a sudden, you look at the time, you're like, oh, okay, I got to go to bed because, you know, I need to get up at blah, blah, blah time, and I got to do this, this. I mean, you're replaying already what you got to do the next day. But you got that laptop and you got that phone, and you're still giving yourself, like, 2 more minutes. Then 5 more minutes. Then you're like, before you know it, an hour has gone by, and you're like, oh, man, okay. And you haven't gone to bed yet, and before you know it, you know, you're, you know, slamming it down, moving it over. You grab a couple of hours or whatever of sleep. You wake up and you're like, you're feeling all groggy. And then what do? You grab the phone again.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
It's crazy. And, you know, now, of course, with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and come on, ladies, what else we got going on? way back in the way, MySpace, which I think MySpace is trying to do a revamp and get people back. I never did MySpace. I came on with the Facebook. So we have, it's our lovely First. Hi, First.
Yo, so, what y'all talking about? What's going on up here? What's popping?
What we're talking about today, we are talking about tonight, First. We've been talking about the Time magazine cover, breastfeeding. We have talked about the president and gay marriages and how that all works. And now we're talking about social media. That's our latest topic right now.
Okay.
How we cannot get away from it. That's where we start at right now. Who knows where we'll go from it as we're talking. But right now we're talking about is the fact that, you know, it's the last thing we see. You remember how it used to be the TV? You like that one of those shows you just had to watch before you go to bed? Well, now what is the last thing you see? Your phone and your laptop.
Well, let me ask you, why do you think social media is so powerful now?
I think it's because it gives us a way to feel connected, or it's kind of a false sense of connectivity, of course, because you're not really spending face time or quality time with these people, but, you know, you're connected. You're connected with people in Japan and all over the world, and it makes you feel like you're connecting with other human beings and seeing what their lives are about and whatnot, and, you know, just human nature. We're curious. And I think Facebook and other social media sites kind of tapped into that curiosity and exploited it. And now we're so curious that we can't even get a decent night's sleep.
Well, Well, besides being curious, I honestly think that, you know, for some of us, you know, the social medias are also an extension of us when it comes to promoting or networking or whatever our jobs are. Because, like, for me, you know, they're my connection. You know, I have, I mean, in the last 2 years, I've used Facebook and LinkedIn and a couple of other sites just in 2 years alone has, you know, boosted what I do and on a professional level. You know, I've actually gotten works or in the entertainment world, gigs, from me staying up late or getting up early in the morning or the wee hours of the night or whatever because of people being in different time zones. And they'll, you know, if they see me on, they'll be like, oh, wow, you know what, I got an idea, and Nikki's up there. Let me run this by her. Or, you know what, she'll be good for whatever in the Virginia area. You know, so I think it's a twofold is we want to stay connected. You know, because we also got our friends and our family. And if you're like, for those of us like me, you got like 2-3 pages, one for the friends and family, and then you got your business. So, you know, it's a multitask. It's pulling us from all different areas, you know, from your personal to your business life. And we're, you know, connected. And, you know, we're trying to feed those entities, which are us.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
But let me ask you, do you think it somewhat took away from the family values, like as far as spending time with the kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Because even sometimes I'm sitting on a sofa and my fiance is on another sofa and he's on his phone and I'm on my phone and we're just no connection, no talking, no nothing. We're just facing the phone. And I think that's just ridiculous. Like, no communication, no talking, no nothing. TV running and faces just in the phone. No, you know, it's sad.
Yeah, I think everybody should have at least one good hour about, okay, this is something I told somebody a long time ago. It wasn't that long, but it was long enough. And this is what I told them, and this is just a communication game that couples can play. And this is even something the three of y'all can use with your significant other or whatever. But ask the person that you're with 10 questions outside of sex. What are 3 things that you liked about me?
I love that. I actually have done that, and it's a great communication thing. It's amazing how either quiet somebody's going to get or very talkative.
Yeah, but seriously, but that's one thing that it gets communication going with that person. Like, okay, yep. outside of the sex, what are 10 things you love about me? You know what I'm saying? I say that because a lot of people, they don't think about that question. You know what I'm saying? They don't think about, like, damn, well, okay, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Is it a conversation? Is it what? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? So I would just, even everybody that's listening, that's even, like, if you and your mate do have, you know, like, if the social media and all that is blocked, like, just, like, because what happens is, and this is real, we human, what happens is, that man or that woman, as soon as somebody start giving them some attention outside of social media, you know what I'm saying, then they like, damn, I just cheated. And I don't even know how it happened. But how it happened was somebody's communicating with you that the communication that you're not getting.
That you're not, right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
You know, so that, like I said, and I know we've been talking about social media and everything like that, but, like, it kind of fits in because social media is helping a lot of ways, but it's also breaking down that, like, okay, like, you remember back in the days, like, before cell phones and whatever was popular, you know what I'm saying? I'm going even back to the pages, you know what I'm saying? But you remember, like, used to, like, really, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, I used to have to walk by their house to communicate with them. Now, you can be somewhere else, and you can text them and whatever you want to say, but you remember before, you used to have to be right in front of them or write them a note. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the notes would be better, because you could write them a note and tell them how you feel now. You could just send a thinking about you or LOL or and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? So even that, like, the communication barrier as far as relationships has really, really broken down as the years, you know what I'm saying, as the years go by. You know what I'm saying? Even when you want to, even when you, like, you'll text somebody, send them a kiss.
And somebody's probably going, wasting my minutes, but you're right. They don't. We don't. You know, I actually miss that. And some people, you know, y'all know that right now my phone is jacked up because I got it wet and I did everything with the whole rice and everything. And but I have actually enjoyed, you know, no phone for the last 2 weeks. I have actually enjoyed it because I've been gone back to that connection of being with the kids. You know, they've been loving it that I'm not, you know, talking to them and going, hold on a second, let me text this or let me make this phone call, I'll be right with you. They're getting my undivided attention. And I've actually had to, you know, purposely, you go, and first, you know this, I've had to actually make phone calls. Not just text people. I've had to actually make phone calls or go by their house and talk to them live versus talking to 15 million people at one time. You know, it's like, oh, you know, and it actually feels good. It's like, wow, I forgot that.
I'm going to tell you, Nikki, anybody that knows me, like you can, like, prime example, like, and I know some people that know me, you could text me. Like, I'll text back. But if I got to text you a long, drawn-out thing, like, I'm calling your phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm calling your phone like, yo, let's talk or whatever. Because I'm just that type of personable, like, you know, like, I'm not even really an email person. Like, I know I got emails and stuff like that, but I need to feel the person that I'm talking to. You know what I'm saying? And y'all ladies know that because I'll be quick to call you. You know, I'll probably not say, I'll text you, and then I'll call you right after I text you. Yeah, y'all know that because I text you stuff, and then they call you, like, well, he just texted me. But I call you because I'm just that personable. I got to feel the energy on the other line. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, I'm still, like, it's crazy. Like, I realize every day I do that how old school I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I got a text and all this technology, but I'm like, I still got to feel that person, man. I still got to feel that energy, you know what I'm saying? From the, you know, and then, too, people don't realize, too, especially with women or men, that's another way to see if somebody's rocking with you, whether you're, you know, like any ladies that's listening. You know, like, I think people need to get, I know we're jumping all over the place, but I think people need to get back to the old school way of just courting. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Just talk to them. Like, you could find out a lot about a person. And ladies, if you're listening, please, you can find out a lot about a man if you just talk to them. Have conversations. Like, don't, like, I know Steve Harvey said, the 90-day rule and give them some ass. Nigga, you could, like, really, if a person's really rocking with you, you could probably not get them no ass for 6-7 months. You know what I'm saying? But in that 6-7 months, if you're going to find out, you could catch them in the lies, or, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a person, once they lie to you, like, then you're going to catch them up in the lies. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not going to talk to a person long enough, you know, stuff for, like, something he said a month ago. And say it again. I thought you were going to have a cat. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mother brought that over. You're like,
Right. We have a caller. I'm going to interrupt you just for a second. We have a caller from 770. 770.
Hey, I'm
one
of the
people
who have some feedback going on.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, we're good. We're wonderful. Thank you.
This is Mel Ellis. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm great. He was going at it, wasn't
he? You have a question or you have a comment?
No. I was just calling him to say hello.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hello.
Chicago right there. That's Chicago.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for telling us hello.
Well, you said that was 773 in Chicago, right?
770.
Oh, 770.
Yeah. This is Mel Lawless.
She's one of our Lawless Radio. She's one of our promoters, marketing.
Oh, well, hello.
She has our back. Well, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
that's
as far as your question,
he was going at it. Yeah. He had me on for a minute. And I was like, wow, I'm about to go to bed here, but you know, I don't want to cut him off.
Yeah, first you can do that. You got to cut him off.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know why. Mel, since you're on the air and listeners, please forgive us. Do you know why we might have some feedback? I'm not sure.
It's not me.
Okay.
It's
I don't know why we have.
It may be me.
You brought the feedback with you.
I think so. Well, check it out. This is what we ought to do. I'm going to hang up and let y'all finish, but I'm going to be back next week. I'm going to start being a special guest once a week. Huh?
I heard you. I don't know if anybody else did. But...
All right, ladies. I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you first.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you first. All right.
Okay. Ladies, are y'all still there?
We are.
I'm still there. Yes.
Okay. Mel, I appreciate you calling us in and listening because you have been. I've been noticing you were there. I didn't know that was you, so I saw your phone number. So I'm glad that you called in or decided to speak. Really happy.
Yeah, I've been waiting on you for a while.
Well, I love the ATL, so I need to get down there myself. My brother's down there.
I'm actually in Milwaukee right now.
Oh, okay.
We're still getting feedback, but it's not coming from me because I'm not by a computer or anything.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. I'm still learning the board. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm gonna. Now, ladies, that was awesome conversation. We've had an awesome evening. I'm going to play one more song before we end it for the evening. We're going to play Call Me By Name by Jay Silva. No, wait, sorry. Falling in Love by Jay Silva.
Drama, heart, and stop the bleeding. Just like a handyman fixing what lane, said he plainly same game. Don't be messing with the same lane, make a damn change. Before the same, I was watching all your moves, girl. The way that you walk, the way that you talk, feeling you, girl. Jumping the fence, get the head, it's all new, girl. Put a diamond on your finger, all new. If you're falling in love, baby girl, come here. I'm here.
That was Falling in Love with Jay Silva. This is Baby Mama Talks with Nikki Outlaw and co-host Lady Q and KD. We've been talking about the Time cover photo breastfeeding, President's view on gay marriages, and our take on social media. Ladies, are you there?
We are.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Do y'all still hear that feedback?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's the weather, ladies. Listeners, I am in Virginia, and it has been raining, so I don't know if that has anything to do with Okay. We have had a very interesting conversation tonight. I've enjoyed it. Our view, different viewpoints, opinions. It's been great. What do y'all think, ladies?
Oh, I love the show. I think it was so good. I like that we just talked about hot topics, you know, just kind of chit-chatting about what's going on in our world today. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. These are topics that people want to know about and talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's almost like the Wendy Williams show, right, with her tea and her hot topic. That's what it kind of always sounds like. All I needed was some hot tea.
And go
ahead.
How
you doing this? Maybe we can have a little slogan for Baby Mama. It's so great. But I've definitely have enjoyed our conversations. I mean, from the breastfeeding and you know, the issues of when you should really stop with a child, and or if you should go, and just not as long as they still are physically latching on to you. To supporting our president and equality. Basically, that's what it all boils down to. That's what people really need to realize, that it's not just about gay marriage. It's just straight up equality.
And then, side note, since we're talking about the president, I want to say to anybody out there who's listening, please make sure that you go out and vote. I mean, I know it may seem like your vote doesn't count, but your vote makes a difference. The president would not be where he is if we did not all get out. So please don't sit on your tails and whine about what's going on. You get up and do something about it.
Exactly. We can't make a difference if you don't. If you don't vote. If you don't make an effort.
Effort.
And complain. If you're not doing things. And then the last topic that we had was our viewpoint on social media pretty much taking over our lives. and how we view that as far as, connecting with the world, as well as, I hate this feedback, ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. But, you know, as far as well as connecting and networking on a business side. But again, this has been Baby Mama Talk with, you know, Nikki Outlaw, Lady Q, and KZ. And this is, you know, bringing women issues, men issues, real issues to you, as if we're sitting around the coffee table, the living room, you know, or having dinner with some friends, just talking and being real. If any of you out there ever wants to be a guest or have some topics that you would like us to really get down and talk deep about, please hit us up. You can hit me up at Facebook, Nikki with 1K, N-I-K-I. Last name is Outlaw. You can send me a message. Or you can email me at n247@gmail.com. Lady Q, do you have any last words before we get off here?
Just thank you for listening. And for the ladies out there who are listening, please spread the word. We are three black ladies who are hoping to touch the world, so please listen in. We'll see you next week.
Just want to say thank you guys for listening, and just want to let y'all know that everyone that's listening tonight, you are blessed.
That's right. Thank you, my co-hosts, Lady Q and KD. Appreciate you very, very much. But as we said, we're just women, real lives, talking about real issues. You know, bringing the topics to you as people have brought them to us or as we see things coming up, you know, we bring them to you. Again, we have been sponsored tonight by Azure Sky Wand by Charlotte, North Carolina, and Danae's Collection in Detroit, Michigan. We thank you, and we hope that you'll come back and tune in next week. Tell your friends. Next week, actually, we'll be talking about domestic violence. We have a special guest coming, and we will be touching domestic violence. So that should be very, very interesting conversation. So we do thank you. And before, as we head out for the evening, we say thank you and bless you. Last song for the night is Blowing Kisses by Jay Silva.
Boy, you better get on. I don't. Ladies, y'all still there?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes. Yeah. I don't know where that feedback is.
It's still here.
I know. Anyway, I'm hoping it's just a lot.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's raining bad.
It's not what it was. It's okay right now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what did y'all think?
I think the show was a topic. It's awesome. I love it.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Q.
It was great.
I loved it. I love that. I like that format a little bit better. You know, just us talking about the topics of the week, whatever's been talked about.
Right. And we're gonna do that. What we're gonna do is like, God, I hate this. It's like any other time you would love to hear yourself, but not right now. But we're gonna do that. Like periodically have guests, and every now and then it'll be just the three of us, whatever topics we want to talk about, and just talk. You know, ask questions to each other.
Yeah,
that would be great.
I do have a question. What are your strong suits? Like, Q, what are your strong suits?
As far as
helping out as far as the show. Like, what are you really strong at?
My husband just said having an opinion. Having an opinion is one of my strong suits. I don't know if it's strong or not. I guess it depends on who you're asking at the time. I'm very opinionated. About the show, I'm not shy, so I'm not definitely can get out there and try to promote. I'm not as much on Facebook as you are, so I'll probably not be as good as on Facebook. I know First is kind of giving me hell about that recently. I'm trying, but I'm just not on Facebook that much. I kind of had to wean myself off that a little bit. It was getting out of hand. But I'm good with phone calls. I'm good with just putting it out there, you know, just talking to people. I'm not shy at all, so anything like that. Oh, that's a good idea. My husband said he went to the chat room while we were talking. Maybe I would be good with that, like while we're on, you know, trying to get people to come in the chat room.
Was there people in there?
He said there wasn't anybody in there. Well, was there anybody in there?
You know, that'd be great.
There were nine people in there, but they just weren't chatting. So I could definitely do that.
We're going to have to get you in the chat room. If that could be your baby, is while we're on the air, you're going to have to do some dual, hat.
Okay. Well,
get them talking.
I'm talking to you a little bit because the only reason I don't sit in front of the computer while we're talking is because it's a little bit of a delay. Like, it's probably...
Well, do what I do, because I have the computer up because I got to have the switchboard, but I also have the phone beside me. So I'm actually on it via the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I could be...
Okay.
Because you can mute your computer so that you're still only hearing it through the phone, which is the real time.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect idea. That makes a lot of sense.
Because I mean, when I'm on via the phone, but I have the computer up because I have the switchboard. I got to see the callers, I got to see the music, y'all have no idea, there's like a whole bunch of stuff going on. Then I got Facebook up, and I'm like promoting it to Facebook at the same time when people are talking, I'm going to Twitter, and I'm promoting, so I got like all this different stuff up, but I don't have what our caller or our other viewers, like your husband is probably going through Lawless Radio or whatever, I don't have that up, but, you know, whatever, you know, you could go through there, and that could be your thing. And still, you know, be on the phone and still have that up, and you're still working at the same time.
Absolutely. And maybe you should delegate something else, too, because that sounds like a lot going on. And kind of,
yeah.
There are points kind of
you know, during our talk over the last 3 weeks where you kind of seem distracted just a little bit, like you've got, you know, you're trying to...
I got so much stuff going on. Yes, this switchboard is like crazy mad. It's and it's because I'm still new. I mean, this is our third thing, you know, because I keep telling it, like TL, he said, you know, once we really get our flow down, it'll come like second nature. I won't be able to, I'll be able to like just sit back and just like, oh, click, you know. And see, I don't know this music. Because it's their music, we're not up, I'm not uploading it, and so they have like hundreds and hundreds of artists. So what I do is I periodically go out here and I go, I don't know who you are, but they're indie artists, and that's what Lawless Radio is all about. It's about the indie artists and pushing the indie artists. So what I do is I kind of feel, I go by the song title, and if it's R&B, and I'm like, because I ain't trying to do no rap. Our baby mama doesn't have that feel of rap, you know. It's more that nice R&B thing. So I kind of look at that and I'm like, okay, hopefully you're good. Play. And then I also, of course, I'm looking at, you know, how long is it if we're doing that? Like today, I was looking at, okay, you're 3 minutes. Okay, you're four. You know, oh, you're just a, like the when I said blowing kisses, I was like, oh, that sounds good, but it was only 8 seconds. It's like a promo. I was like, okay, that's not gonna work. Yeah. So, But, yeah, you know, so you could do the chat room, and if you want, you know, when I'm talking about Facebook, I'm, like, still promoting it as we're on the air. It's, like, live right now, you know.
Oh.
So if that's something that you could do, or KD, while we're on the show,
yeah,
you know, if that's something. Okay, so, KD, you got the Facebook while we're on the air. So you can be promoting it going, you know, while you're talking, still got your phone, make sure that the computer's muted and be like, you know, on air live or, and then like when we get a guest on, you know, speak talking right now with governor, you know, blah, 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 you know, all those type of things. Those things need to be rolling. And while she's got the Facebook and then that will relieve me a little bit. And then Q, you've got the chat room going, you know, governors, this is the topic or if it's just us three of us, you know, what do y'all think about this? And then you could even chime in with going, you know, I'm in the chat room right now, and this is what people are saying. You don't have to give anybody's name or number or whatever, however it's in there. But, you know, you could bring that into the live conversation.
Absolutely. That would be awesome.
Yeah. You know? And then even with Facebook, KD could do that. You could do that, too. It's like you could put out a post a question, and you could be like, okay, you know what, this is the topic we're talking about. What are y'all thoughts? You know,
right.
And then you could come back on and be like, you know what, I just posted this question and some of our Facebook listeners, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
What do you,
right.
You know, so, okay, so we got that. We got the computer down. Phew, boy. I'm relieved on that. I can stop promoting now while I'm sitting here. I can just work on the board. Okay, so that's down. Another thing we need to do is yes. Okay, we've done finished this show. It's the end of the show. We got 6 more days to promote next week, all right? Our guest next week is going to be talking about domestic violence. Her name is June. Hold on. I don't want to laugh. Let me see. J-U-N-I, Love. And she's a survivor of domestic violence. Her story is... It might bring tears to our eyes, like, you know, Kiki. But it's a story that needs to be told. I've been working on her, God, before the show even aired, like back in March. And I finally broke her down last night. And, you know, I was going to hopefully have her tonight, but she's like, you know, then she last minute, she's like, no, you know, I still need to, you know, to get myself, you know, pumped up for it. So we're pushing her for next week. So next Tuesday, we're going to have her, and we're going to be talking about domestic violence and her story. So for the next 6 days, ladies, we're going to be pushing, promoting domestic violence and for people to tune in to listen to a real life, you know, story. She's on my page. I'm going to try and if, you know, you can tag her because she said she gave us permission to promote it on her page and she has followers. So, you know, but definitely, you know, anytime you're on the air besides, you know, on the air, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever you got going on, you know, push the show and push, you know, our next guest. Also, let's see, we need either some topics or a guest for the 29th. I don't have anybody right now, but we got 2 weeks out. It's not saying we won't have anybody, but just we need a backup just in case. Or either it's going to, or come up with a topic, a couple of topics for us to talk about. Also, what do y'all think about, does either one of you want to be in charge of, mainly being the one to come up with topics that we talk about amongst ourselves when we don't have a guest? Does anybody feel comfortable in doing that?
I mean,
we all can come up with topics, but I need just, one person to have, a book somewhere and just, keep them. You know what I'm saying? Keep a log of topics that when we're in a crunch, you can email us or Facebook us or quick, text, call, whatever, and say, if I call and say, look, today, we're not going to have a guest, somebody pull out, you can be not a problem, our next one on their list is blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I heard an I do. Which one was that?
That was Lady Q. Sure, I know.
Okay. So you'll be the main person in charge. Even if it's me or Katie, if we come up with a topic, you'll keep a log of it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. A log of our topics. Awesome. So as we get them, if things that come in my mind or whatever, because I get them all the time, I'll send you an email or I'll send you a Facebook or something. When my phone's back up, I'll probably be, texting you forever and a day. But, I'll send you those and you just keep a log, get a, dollar notebook or actually no, hey, that's what computers are for. Create a baby mama logbook in your documents or something. Katie, you are awesome on promoting. You're like me. We're like Facebook, Twitter queens, girl. We be hammering it, and I need you for that. I need you for that. So keep it up and, make them creative. Make them catchy, Put that baby mama talk. Get it in there. Keep the website going. Keep the phone numbers. Keep those three things and, up there. So that they're constantly know it's Baby Mama Talk, it's Lawless Radio, and it's 646-478-5209. I got that number memorized, y'all. It is not even a question. It's 646-478-5209. It is it's almost my own personal number. It's there it is. I got it. So I'm gonna, delegate besides myself, but there are gonna be times, when, I'm gonna if me or first can't get to the Facebook or something, I'm going to be looking that I'll be in the back of my mind. I'm going to be going, I don't have to worry about the fact that, cause last week I was sick. So, it'd been nice to go, if that happens again and be I don't have to worry about it. Katie got it.
Right.
Katie's going to promote today. Whether it doesn't have to be every hour, but at least, a couple of times, but then the day of, pump it hard, especially those last couple of hours. And I know we all, you work, but whenever you can, those last few hours up till 8 o'clock, pump it. I mean, because those are when, people work, but between 5 and 8, they on their social, they on their website. They are on it like white on rice. I mean, every time I would put up a new thing, somebody would like it. And I'm going, then I would put up another one 20 minutes later, somebody would like it. And I'm and then I'm getting inbox. So, definitely. So I'm putting, is that cool?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, awesome.
Do you ladies, do either of you have any topics that I can go ahead and jot down while sitting here?
Well, I know you had your one about a new dating scene or something like that. You were talking to me yesterday, so definitely put that one up there. Shoot, you would ask right now. What did you say? What do you say?
I said, just doing my job.
Okay. Night of, hold on, I'm writing and promoting week before. Okay. As it comes to me, I'll let you know. Right now, I'm on a mission. I had a list of things that I wanted us to talk about before we all need to depart and do the rest of our evening. I have had people inbox me about being guests. So as you know, also make sure that they're, you know, when you're, Katie, when you're promoting, let them know to contact you, inbox you, and then just, you know, send them to me and let me know what's going on, who they are, whatever. I have a book, a calendar that I'm keeping for baby mama. I mean, actually, it's like a calendar with everything else I got going on. But I've got a section that I'm doing because we're already booked besides the 29th all the way out to June 12th.
Whoa.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's 3 weeks out, but, you know, we need to keep them coming. And, you know, as you get people that are interested, when they say they want to, you know, even if it's a, you know, John Smith, Susan Smith person, you know, regular person, we want both. We don't want just the celebrities. We want regular people, you know, to come on the air and talk to us. So as you're getting people, you know, when they say, I'm interested in talking, okay, that's nice. What's your story?
Exactly.
Okay, so when they're contacting y'all, if they contact y'all, when they're saying, I'm interested in being on Baby Mama Talk, you know, and you go back, well, okay, that's nice. Always, you know, thank them because we, you know, they're our listeners. Thank you. However, you know, what's your story? What do you want to talk about? If we bring you on, what's your story? What's your meat? What do you want to think? You know, get that. And if it sounds good, it may not be something we want to use like the next week, but it could be something we could use down the road, and we can book them, and you know, buy that. But just, you know, get the meat and then pass it on to me, and then we'll book them. But right now, we don't have anybody for the 29th, so if you hear of anybody, let me know. We have Natalie Weber on the 5th. She's from Urban Books. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a panel of men on the 12th because it's right before Father's Day, so that's a perfect prelude for us wishing all fathers happy Father's Day.
Well, that's awesome.
And first is actually going to be one of our panels, so that's going to be an interesting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's going to be. I asked him today to do that for me because I already had two guys, and, you know, I thought it'd be, you know, nice to have three in case somebody doesn't make it in. So we have first a photographer and an IT guy. His name is Justin. He's one of my photographers, but he's also a single dad, and he's there for his kids 200%. And then the guy who actually hit me up to do the show, and, you know, his name is James. I don't even know who he is, but he's a fan on my page, and he hit me up and wanted to do the show regarding, and I said, well, thank you, you know, for being, you know, interested, but what's your topic? I can't just bring you on air. And his thing was single dads being there and doing what they're supposed to be doing for their kids. And he's like, I'm a good man. He's like, I'm a Christian man. I'm a good man. I'm a single dad. And, you know, he's like, I'm the good guy that most women, you know, they look at us and we're the ones that we're supposed to go to, but we're the ones that we end up turning around and going to the guy that we turn around, you know, being the dirt. That's how he put it. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I felt like bad. I felt like saying, I apologize for all the women in the world. But, you know, he's got his stuff together. I mean, I went on his page, you know, because he's a friend of mine, so I went and checked him out, and he's got his stuff together. You know, he's a single dad doing his thing. And we're also going to talk about celibacy because he said a year or 2 years or something like that, celibate.
Wow.
So we got a lot of topics just from that one guy, and we're going to, like, bring those other two first because I told first about it, and he's like, oh, I'm on that. I was like, okay. Cool. So, because I did not know this, and I'm going to tell you ahead of time, but he'll bring it out on the 12th. But first is getting ready to celebrate 2 years in November of being celibate.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and Justin, he has been separated from his, well, they're finally divorced. So since his, you know, divorce or separation, which I think he's been separated, well, including his separation and now divorce, I think his is about almost close to 2 years that I know of. I mean, he could be seeing somebody, but I don't know him like that. So, He's just, you know, a person that, you know, one of my photographers that I use. So the 12th is definitely a set about single dads and doing what they do. And, you know, so that's the 12th dealing with. And then, so, yeah, I would like to be, like, booking things quickly, you know, like, this, I don't want us all, you know, we'll set, like, I'm thinking, I would like maybe, like, every third Tuesday to be our talk day. How does that sound?
That's cool.
Yeah, like every third Tuesday would be just like tonight. That's the night that we talk.
Okay, topic.
Yeah, and every third Tuesday would be, ooh, girl talk. Baby
yeah.
mama talk. You know, we just it's just the girls. It's just us kicking back and just talking about whatever the topic that Lady Q brings to us that week. You know, whatever we done given her, and she's like, okay, what's a good topic? You know, so that's when you'll go to your little notebook or whatever spreadsheet or whatever and be like, all right, it's getting ready to come up the third Tuesday. Let them know what we're getting ready to talk about, you know, and see if that's what we want to talk about, you know. And it might never know. It might hit on exactly what's going on in the world. You never know. But I think.
Questions.
What?
I had a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
I'm on Zane's page, and I wanted to.
Oh, girl, don't even worry. We're gonna try and get Zane up here.
Oh, good, because I was thinking of that. I was thinking.
Oh no. First and I, we are planning it strategically. That's why we hit Carol Mackey first.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Carol Mackey backs us, then Zane will come on and be like, oh, you know, you gotta work this. You gotta work the people that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work the people that you know. But yes, Zane, we are hoping to have Zane down the road.
On that particular, whenever we get her, I'm going to email her also. I'm on her page, and she loves getting emails, so I'm going to email her also and tell her about Carol and Kiki and see, you know, if we all onslaught her, maybe she'll be like, okay, come on. But maybe on that particular day, that'll be our sex topic where we just, you know.
Almost death. Okay. You can't talk to Zane
yes.
without talking about sex.
Exactly.
I'm on her page too. Shoot. I love me some Zane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dave, when I actually just dedicate Zane hours. What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
Shoot, I wish some days I'm like, I used to watch her her show, but I can't watch it no more. My kids are all over the place. They're getting to that age, you know. My daughter, she was younger, and now my nephew, he's 10, or my son, he's 10, and every time when he just pops up in the middle of the night, like, what you doing up? Go to bed. Why have you used the bathroom? And I'm like, boy. Yeah, so got to do those, you know, on-demand type things now. But, yeah, we're – go ahead.
I've gotten a few questions in my inbox about whether or not the show is just for baby mamas, because everybody who's, you know, friends of mine, family of mine, they know I'm married.
No, it's just based off of the book. The title is only because of the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was, you know, it first was promoting the book, and when Lawless TL, the owner of Lawless Radio, interviewed him, he just loved the book and everything and the title that he, you know, that's when him and I and first started talking about bringing, you know, a talk radio on the air and calling it Baby Mama Talk based off of the book. But no, that's why I said, even though it's for women by women, it's for everybody, whether you're single, married, woman, man, no children, unless they're over the age of, you know, what, 16, 17.
So keeping the title as is. Saying that because I've had a few people saying, oh, I didn't tune in because I'm not a baby mama and I really don't like that title, so I didn't want to listen. And I thought, well, gosh, that's kind of limiting our audience because, you know, our topics have been really provocative and good, and we've talked about all kinds of different things that really don't have anything to do with being a baby mama. And so I was wondering.
Right. Well, maybe it's something that we need to work on in the promoting. When we're promoting it, whether it's, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, or in person or inboxing, when we're promoting it, letting people know that it's, you know, not about baby mamas. This is, you know, and that's why I kept saying, you know, I keep saying about when I'm talking, when I go baby mama talk is about real issues, real conversations for women, you know, by women, you know, and for everybody. You know, we need to be pushing that part of it when we're talking, to let them know that it's not, you know, you don't have to be a baby mama. I mean, it's not about being a baby mama. It's about women talking like we're talking, you know, around the coffee table, sitting in our living room, going out and having girl night or boy night or co-ed night, you know, whatever it is, and talking about real issues in conversation and just talking, you know, with an occasional music break. But, yeah, please, yeah, distill that fact that it's the baby, it's about a baby being a baby mama. No, it's about real issues, real conversations.
Okay.
So, what was your other question?
Nope, that was it. The Zane question and then that question, that was it.
Okay, cool. All righty, let me see. Okay, the chat room, log of topics, Facebook on the night of the show, Facebook promoting during the week, pushing for regular and celeb guests. If you, and even if you have an idea of a guest and you're not sure how we can connect to them, you know, zip me an email or Facebook or first, because there might be somebody we know that can get them.
Okay.
Because he knows a lot of people. I know different people in different circles, you know, so, because he's working on a few celeb guests for me. Or for us, actually, because I would like to have. So he's working his magic. But yeah, it's a process. You know, you just don't like bombard them because they do have schedules and stuff. So we're working on it. I actually emailed a publisher also today regarding another author. So hopefully they'll bite. We'll see. Okay. Anything else anybody wants to do, and we'll go ahead and go forth and do it. No.
I think that's about it.
That's about it. Okay. As I come up with something, you know, I'll let y'all know. Hopefully, we'll have my phone. I'm actually, like I said, I was actually happy not to have one the last couple of weeks, but I need to get it back. I've been literally phone shopping. It's like comparison, you know. I hate going through this, but you know, you got to do it. You can't just go and pick up a phone. And so I've been going to the different sites and like and then talking to people, going, oh, what kind of phone you have? Well, how's the battery and how's the screen and are you having issues? You know, all the questions that, you know, you ask, because when you go out and buy it, then you turn around 2 seconds later, something don't work. So I think I've narrowed it down. So cross y'all's fingers. Hopefully by the weekend, we shall see.
I hope iPhone's on the list. I'm like the biggest iPhone advocate ever.
Really? Well, the list, what was it? Hold on. I printed it off. I think the last thing I looked at was a Droid.
That's what I had.
From Samsung. I had my IT guy in my office today. He was working on some stuff. So a lot of times when I have IT questions or anything dealing with the phone or computer, I'm like, Mandel, could you come here for a second? And he always thinks it's like something to do with work. And I'm like, no, it's not. I got a personal question. And I think I talked to him for like 15 minutes on just the phone. And then he's like, you need to get a Samsung. And so next thing I know, I am like comparison shopping the Android Samsung. And, you know, I found a few that, you know, are okay. And the, you know, so we'll see. And then I also found he didn't like, what was the one, he didn't like the Evo. He didn't like that. And then
about,
huh?
I have not heard any good things about that phone at all. I've heard really good things about Droid, but I've not heard anything good about the Evo.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what he said. You got an Evo?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. You said, uh-oh. I was like, ooh. Well, don't worry. I don't have it. But, yeah, he said, don't get that one. So I said, okay. And, I mean, I trust him. I mean, it's literally like anytime he says don't get something, I'm like, all right, I ain't gonna out try it. I'm not even going to look at it anymore. So, but I've been looking at these because he has, what did he say? He had the Galaxy Nexus, and he is, like, in love with it. So, and he's one of those IT people that has, like, everything and then some on the phone. You know, stuff that you and I probably wouldn't even use, and he has it, and you're like, well, what is that for? I mean, every time he gets a new thing, and if he's in the office, he's like, Nikki, guess what? I just got on the phone. And I'm like, okay, what is it? And he'll tell me, and I'm like, well, what is that for? And I'm like, but do you really use it? Oh, yeah, I use it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, I know if I had downloaded it or uploaded it or whatever, I would never use the thing. It'd be just taking up some space. I'm like, okay, no. So anyway, so hopefully, like I said, cross your fingers. I'll hopefully have the phone by this weekend. We'll see. I don't know. I might start keep looking and find somebody else might say, well, no, you need to research this. So anyway, we'll see. Otherwise, ladies, I have enjoyed tonight. Enjoyed our little our girl talk. Or girl/guy talk when it first came on. Otherwise, let's promote for the domestic violence topic for next week, and we'll tune in then. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.